Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we started discussing different forms of fixing things or improving things. I'd like to talk a little bit now in that area, in that topic, about the malach of bona in general. Bona means building or constructing. And the halacha is that if you have, let's say, you have your house, so anything that's done to enhance the house, the structure of the house, or the usage of the house, anything that is attached to the house and made part of the house to make the house more usable is a malach of boneh. Now, which means things that are attached that, as I said, become part of the house, not something that's just attached to the house because it may adorn the house, but it's not really a part of the house. So let's try to give some examples. So, if the halacha says very clearly, if a person were to bang a nail into the wall so that now he has a nail in which he can hang a picture or hang his hat or whatever it may be, that is an iser. Actually, in the Gemara, there's a machlokas in the Gemara if it's bone or maka bepatish. But it's definitely an iser. It's an iser Torah to do that, to attach a nail to the wall, which could, which is a, it's now it's a you know, it's part of the house, part of the structure of the house. Now this nail, the same thing would be if even if it wasn't nailed in, but if it was attached in another way of permanence, like one of these plastic hooks, which has a, which is glued, or attached by adding some sort of strong adhesive to the wall, and it's meant to stay. It's meant to be there now as a part of the house. To it's the nail is there to allow you to be able to hang things up in the house. Now, if you hang something up, it will not necessarily be bona. For example, certainly if you hang up your sweater, your jacket, or your hat there, that's certainly not bona because that's, but no way is that, that's not part of the building. It's not meant to be. It's not perceived as that. It's just your, while you're inside, you want to be able to, you want to take off your hat and put it somewhere convenient, so you put it on the hook, or even something that stays there for longer. But it's not part of the building. So even a picture, poskim say, certainly the majority of poskim say that if even a person were to hang up a picture on Shabbos, as long as the hook was there already, and he simply puts that, there's a maybe some sort of a hole on the back of the picture or a string, you know, a wire or something that he simply has to place on the nail or on the hook that's already attached to the wall. So that is not bona. Putting up the picture or taking it down is not bona. So technically, a person could switch a picture on Shabbos, or if a picture got knocked off somehow, a person could put it back. It's not attached to the wall in a way that's meant to become a part of it. Rather, it's there just to beautify the room, to adorn the room, but it's not, doesn't become part of the room. As opposed to say wallpaper. If someone put up wallpaper on Shabbos, that would be attaching it, making it part of the house. That certainly is not permissible to do, of course. Now, so other things, let's say brackets which hold, which could hold a rod, it could hold the curtains or other window treatments. That's again for sure us to do that on Shabbos, to attach the brackets to the housing, or if a bracket came loose, to this room can now hold the curtain. That is definitely usher to do on Shabbos. Well, for that matter, let's say a handle comes off of the sink, for the faucet, the cold water faucet comes see, it would not be suited to put it back on the Shabbos in the event that it did come off. Now, the same thing would certainly be true about a door or a window. Now, the whole idea that you're allowed to open or close a door on Shabbos really needs to be explained, because if let's say right now the door is closed and maybe even locked in place, so now you have firm wall, a pretend door, the front door to your house. You open that door. Now you've just created a wide gap, a wide opening, and you're exposing yourself to the cold outside, if it's a cold place, or to people or animals coming in. You've really diminished the, in a sense, I mean, you've diminished the structure of the house. So, need to say, certainly you would go in shops and the wall anywhere near this, you know, the size of a door, even much smaller, that would be considered so sere, that'd be considered demolishing on Shabbos. Or for that matter, if you would take the door off of its hinges, remove the door off of its hinges, now you have removed it from it being a chelik of the house, and it's like taking, it's like cutting away a section of the wall. And by the same token, if you would place the door, if you would hang a door on Shabbos on the hinges, it would be considered bone building. But when you open and close the door, the self attaches its hinges and it remains attached to the house. Even when you open it, it just no longer, it doesn't block the opening now, but it's still attached to the house and still there. And it's designed to do that. It's designed to be open and shut, open and closed, in order to allow people and other things in and out. So that's not bona, it's not bona to close it. It's not so to open it, because there it's that's considered using the door rather than using the house, rather than building the house or demolishing the house. And same is true with a window. When you open a window, you are simply, it stays on its track or on its hinges. It's that type of a window. And it's still part of the house. You're just using it now to serve as a window and to block the cold air from coming in there, or whatever else it may be. So that's okay to do, but it's not okay if the window would come off of its track, or if it would be that we us put it back to the place. A permanent part of the house, but they're there for an extended period of time to function with the house. So so that's us. Finish the topic for tonight. So we've seen some examples of things that that it's okay to attach a plug that's plugged into the wall, a plug of an appliance which is off. Let's say you have an electric can opener, or something else, you know, on your counter, or you have a fan, an electric fan, sitting on in a big box.
Wow, if you want, it wouldn't be obvious, and you would turn it to the on position. You would draw electric current through that wire and use the machine. However, the Pesukim say that as long as it's off, it is not considered to be like attached to the binyan, and removing the plug would not be considered so sad. And this is sometimes useful if an appliance is not plugged in, excuse me, it's plugged in but it's not on, and it would be helpful to remove the plug. Sometimes just the question of moving, walking by, it's in people's way. I moved a little here to see if it'll improve at all. If it's in people's way, or sometimes this is not so relevant now with more modern style refrigerators, but in old style refrigerators where as long as the thermostat, the condenser was off, the electric, the cold condenser was off, then there was no problem of, you know, unplugging it would not do anything else. So let's say a person forgot to loosen the bulb. It used to be in the old refrigerators. You may still have that. When you open the door, the light goes on because there's a button. There's simply a button which gets pushed in when the door is shut and pushes the button in and closes the light. And then when you open the door, the button pops out and the light goes on. So let's say, so what people do is they would loosen the bulb before Shabbos. If you forgot to loosen the bulb and you realize on Friday night, you haven't opened the door yet, but you know for sure that you didn't loosen the bulb. And if you open the door, the light's going to go on. So the Svarim say what you could do is when the refrigerator is off, when you wait, if you could hear that the thermostat has turned it off, so then with the door shut, you could remove the plug. You remove the plug, and then you could open the door and take out what you need, because the light's not going to go on that way. Okay. Now, I should point out though that if you do that, it's best to do with a shinui because of a question of muksa. So better not to deal with it with your hand directly, but to try to grab it between the back of your two hands, or in the crook of your arm, or something like that, and pull it out that way, rather than taking out directly with your hand. Okay. I'm sorry about the lack of smooth transmission. Maybe just before I hang up, is it better at the last couple of minutes at this position? Has it been better?
Yes. Yes, this was better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'll try. This is where I usually stay. Okay. So I will try to try this position again tomorrow, and hopefully you'll be able to hear me. Okay. Thank you very much. Take care. Have a good night, and see you next time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye bye.